Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for many intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening and welcome to Talking with Tina. Today is Wednesday, December the 4th, 2019. Oh, my loves, this is the beginning of the end of the year, right? This is when we start to scramble to figure things out, maybe even when we start to make things a bigger deal than what they really are. So just holding that and being open to that possibility, we are here present and accounted for, courtesy of New Age Guild Blog Talk Radio. Y'all, I'm going to just promote for a moment. New Age Guild isn't just about me and what I have to offer. There's so many other people with gifts, perspectives, time that they're giving to share these with you. So look them up at New Age Guild. Follow them. You know, it's pretty easy. Just hit that click button and get insight. Be tuned in. Maybe open to what it is you're looking for that you don't know that you're looking for, right? That's the availability and the opportunity you have. It is 7 o'clock if you're joining us on the West Coast, 8 o'clock if you're mountain, 9 o'clock if you're Central Time, and as I always say, if you want to get wild and wacky, 10 o'clock if you're joining us from the East Coast. Y'all are welcome. I encourage, I invite you to call in 760-888-5700 is our call-in number, not only for this evening, but for every show, every Wednesday, every night at the same time. 760-888-5700. And if y'all like what y'all hear, want to be a little more specific to what you've got going on, we can veer off and arrange a private reading. I always say not everything is meant to be public. So definitely here to support with these readings, looking at the tip of the iceberg as we identify it, but also giving yourself the opportunity to get further underneath what's going on. The first question that you ask isn't always the ultimate answer that you're looking for. And so that's what a private reading can help with as well. So again, 760-888-5700 to call in this evening. And if you want to catch up with me privately to schedule a one-off reading or even look and understand further about how that will go, you can reach me directly by text or by phone at 234-97-TAROT. 234-97-TAROT, T-A-R-O-T. You can also find me on social media. I encourage and invite you to follow me at iHearTarot, www.iHearTarot.com, or you can find me on social media at iHearTarot, all one word. Definitely here to support. Would love to hear from you. So our show, my loves, includes how to raise your vibration, right? We're going to talk about this, especially now. And there's so much going on. Almost feel like we're missing the point of the season. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about, right? So we're going to talk about how to raise your vibration, raise yourself above the fray that can be. Of course, offering tarot readings. We're going to talk about numerology, today's number being 4, right? And so when we talk about numerology, just to give you a little backstory on it, every number has its own, we'll say, characteristics, right? And it doesn't mean just because a number resonates with you right now, that's who and what you are forever. That's not the way it works. But as I've explained, and you might have heard this before, the energy of a Monday morning, the vibration of a Monday morning, does not feel the same as a vibration or the energy of Monday evening, right? And certainly Friday morning doesn't have the same vibration and energy as Monday morning, right? And so that's what numerology is. Some characteristics and aspects to the number that we're going to discuss. And today happens to be the number 4. We've got a few other topics to discuss. And part of what comes up and what comes through in our sessions, right, is what comes up with me. And I share this with you because I'm like, well, I can't be the only one. And I know I'm not. So I do appreciate and look forward to the opportunity to share with you what is shaken down for me and what I'm noticing. And so we're going to look a little bit at that too, right? So before we go on, again, call in numbers 760-888-5700, especially if you've never called before. Long-time listener, first-time caller, right? Would love to hear from you. And if you want to speak further on what you do here or what your reading is, you can reach me privately at 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT. So let's talk about briefly the number 4. So this is the number of fate, F-A-T-E, right? And here's the thing, when we talk about fate, we're like, oh, destined, this is supposed to happen, absolutely guaranteed, and that's not necessarily what it means. This is also what is not supposed to happen in your life, what is not supposed to come together, and what you cannot control. We like to think that no matter what with fate, we're going to get where we need to go, and that's true, right? We already have an agreement. We have this blueprint mapped out for ourselves ages ago in a different world, in a different lifetime, in a different energy, in a different being, if you will, right? And so when we look at this number 4, it's where we're going. We're going to get there, but it's also what we're going to detour around, maybe not supposed to be a stop in our game of life, right? So that's what we're working with, and that's a pretty intense discussion, right? What's supposed to be in your life, what's not supposed to be your life, and maybe what it is you're determined to bring into your life. And even if it's only an aspect of it, that's still what surfaces. The number 4 is all about strength, stability, and masculinity. Okay, so y'all, when I'm talking about fate, I would love to say it's hunky-dory. This is the way it's going to be, sunshine and roses, and there is no bump along the road, no pebbles in your shoe. Alas, that is not the case with the number 4. This one is the one that kind of rocks your boat, rocks your world a little bit. Could have to do with finances, could have to do with romantic relationship, could have to do with family, career, what moves you. And a lot of the times, like I said, family, finances, career, romantic relationship. That's usually what we tick off as far as what's going on in our life, right? Those are the 4 icebreaker questions. You know, what do you do for work? Oh, do you have any kids? Oh, where are you from? Right? That's the typical number 4. What we're not looking at, what we don't consider, is that fire, that energy, that passion that moves you, really, right? That gets you up. So, yeah, you've got a good job. Yeah, you're going to get a good pension. All that good stuff that's there, right? That's what moves you. That's why you get up. But it can also be what really, really lights your fire. Is it starting your business for underwater basket weaving? Is it a non-prof? What is it that really moves you? And that's, again, when this number 4 is surfacing. So I say these things because, especially now, which would be super inconvenient, but that's when it happens, right? When all of these questions can and sometimes do start to surface. And a lot of the times, and again, this is why readings are really valuable. If we're experiencing a question in one aspect of our life, we'll say finances, then a lot of times that opens up into other aspects of our life, like family, like romantic relationship, friends, right? Are you finding that that circle of friends is smaller? Is it getting bigger? So there's a lot that starts to surface when we look at this number. But four is also super solid, very dependable, productive, punctual. If it was a person, it's definitely someone that you would want on your team that you could count on. Not only to be there on time, but to be able to produce and contribute to the project that you've got going on. If there's someone in your life, especially the person that's there first and that leaves last. But you might find that that number four can be withdrawn because their push is producing results. And so you might not have as much of a connection, or maybe you're that person and you're struggling to find that connection with people, but right now you are focused on getting things done, right? And that's what happens. And again, it's not good or bad when we're talking about these characteristics for the number four. It's just different aspects of the number four. You'll also find them to be very good with their hands. Sometimes a craftsman, very skilled. A lot of times they've been doing something for a very long time. It could be someone that works with wood, someone that even glass, someone that produces what it is you probably want to purchase when you see it, but they've been doing jewelry, doing it for producer, music producer, film producer, been doing it for a really long time. They know their craft, right? Again, very dependable, but maybe not as open and as connected as you would like them to be. My love, you are listening to Talking with Tina. You're welcome to call in, join the conversation, maybe ask a question, see what moves you. 760-888-5700 is the call-in number. And if you want to speak with me directly or privately, you can shoot me a text, give me a call. 23497-TAROT is my number, 23497-TAROT. It does look like we have a caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in, my love. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Los Angeles, California.
Well, thank you for joining, my dear. What's on your mind?
So I have, I thought this was really interesting what you were saying about the numerology, and I have a question about finances. So I was wondering if you could see what the cards have to say about, I'm expecting an inheritance, and it's a little late in coming, but it is coming. I know it's coming. It's a guaranteed thing, but I need it sooner rather than later, and I'm been praying and burning candles and just trying to have it happen because I'm in financial straits right now. So I wonder if my guides can give me an answer as to what I can do in the meantime to make ends meet until this inheritance comes.
That's a good question. Let me go ahead and shuffle the cards and see what they want to say about that. And then we'll see what comes through. Because I hear you saying, too, you're kind of wanting to know what, A, you can do in the meantime, but B, if there's anything that needs to be cleared so that all comes together sooner rather than later.
Exactly. Maybe there's something I'm blocking it with and I need to generate some cleansing.
Yeah, okay, let's look at that. We're going to ask a couple of different questions to see what wants to come through. Give me just a moment here. Look at your finances, and maybe there's something in the way, but let's okay. So I'm gonna try to walk through this with you. So I've got a few questions that are coming up. Okay, so as far as operations go, is there anything that remains to be done? Anyone needs to sign, see, read, stamp, anything like that? All that's been completed?
That's been completed now. There was stuff to do, and we got it done.
Okay, so that's all done. And it feels like, okay, what was coming through was two different things. One, it feels like whoever is supposed to receive it feels like there's more than one person involved here. And so that's all kind of mapped out as well. We're going to come back to that in a second. As far as receiving, are there any extra requirements about being together, having to travel anywhere, anything like that? Or is it you're literally just waiting to receive the funds is what I hear you saying?
There are multiple people who are going to receive, and one of which who has to sign off, you know, because she has said that she doesn't want her portion. And that's not something we have to worry about right now. It's not till we disperse the funds, but it's not in the way. It's not stopping anything, but there is somebody else who is in Europe right now and is not available.
Yeah, the reason, and thank you for sharing that, the reason I ask is because the Six of Pentacles is coming up, and I'm seeing that that's akin to what you just said with who's getting what, if there's an extra donation to someone else or maybe someone else is joining in there. The traveling thing. So let's put all that to the side. And you're putting that to the side. You're just letting that be what it is. Let me see what else wants to come through. I do see this happening sooner rather than later for you. And it almost comes through, my love, is it really just kind of being operations? And if there's anything that you're going to do as far as space to clear or unblocking, it's really nothing to do with you, I'm seeing. It's more so for everyone else having their resolution with it and their peace with it. If there's anything to look forward to or to put out there or to clear, it's that. And there's one more question that's coming through for you, my dear. Is there any, I don't know if hard feelings is the way to say it, but is there anything else that hasn't been discussed or one more aspect that can be addressed?
Between the siblings, there's a lot of, this is from my father's passing. And there's a lot of incomplete feelings around him in terms of him walking away from the family when he did. He left my mother to go with his mistress, and he pretty much cut off all you know, relationship with his children. He had seven children, and you know, he had no relationship with us, almost virtually none, until the day he died, which was, what, it was maybe 40 years. So there's a lot of resentment, but I believe that we've come to terms with it. I mean, it's great that he left us he left us a house, which we're going to sell, and the proceeds will go to us, and we'll split it amongst those who are still living, and we're glad to get the money. It's really nice to think that he thought of us at the end, but there's pain there. There's pain around him for me. As well as, you know, there's a lot of incompletion there with my father.
Yeah, that's definitely a big one that's coming through. Let me expand on that. Let's see. Because definitely, and they're saying the same thing, once you're identifying it, then sending out the peace and the energy and the healing that at least needs to happen, because it feels like there's definitely some making it a reality when all of this comes together. So there's a little bit of resistance, and this is going to be it. This is the end, right? Let me see if there's anything else. Yeah, my love, it does feel like it's going to happen sooner rather than later. You're going to get the news. I will say, though, you're probably not going to hear about that next step forward until January or closer to the end of December, but I'm getting more of January and then everything being finalized by March. Like everyone in receipt and the whole process being completed by March, but probably in January is when things are going to start to kick off again.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. And there'll be some movement. And here's the thing. If there are any hiccups along the way with the processes or with people's feelings, because that's when that's going to start to surface, when everything starts to go down, then that is just, it's just going to be part of the process. And it's not going to get in the way of it, but just know it's coming through two ways. One, there's the drama aspect and the feelings and the energy, and there's also just the process. And so to keep things moving along, it's just putting things to the side, keeping the process in place and allowing that closure, which is going to be kind of tied up with just the operations of it. So kind of a mixed bag that you're just going to have to keep pushing through. But like I said, January is when things are going to pick up, and definitely by March, everything will be completed.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, no. My love. Was there something good? Was there something I didn't address in that, or were you asking about what to do in the meantime?
Yeah, kind of, sort of like, you know, there's some serious stuff hanging over my head, and you kind of what you're saying, it kind of makes sense to me. But then I got to do something before the end of the month, or I'm not gonna have a place to live.
Let me see what they want to say. As far as finance, let me see. So I do. I see this weighs on you with their home. And there's nothing that you can do in the meantime, right? As far as what was left to you.
Well, I might be able to get an inheritance loan. There's people that will loan you money based on your inheritance, but the probate has to be open. That's what we've been working on, is getting probate open. Without probate open, they can't do the loan. There's an opportunity for me to get a loan based on the inheritance.
Definitely look at that. And it's interesting, because when you were saying that too, I don't know if you have a sibling that's a brother or someone else that would have a little bit of access to money right now that they could also loan you. It does look like you're going to, you'll be able to do something. And I know the end of the month is coming up really soon, especially being this month. You'll be able to do something. I can't see what that is for you, but you're going to be able to pull something together. And I know that's not a whole lot of hope, because I'm not telling you what you're going to do, but I am seeing something to happen for you, and it's going to come together. I just can't see what that is right now.
Okay.
So,
yes, ma'am.
I do see something for you. I just can't see what it is, but keep doing what you're doing and looking at all your options. And even something as light as what can I do, and, you know, typing it on your Google browser, and something's going to come through and kind of spark it. But you will have to put a little bit of effort in that. And I know right now it's really worrying, but they're saying sleep and then do instead of worrying and not sleep.
Got it.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right. Good, my love. Well, keep me posted, and thank you so much for sharing your questions with me.
You got it. Thank you so much. It was great. It was awesome. Thank you.
All right, my love. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Oh, my love, such a brave question. And this is just what we are talking about, right? When it comes to fate, the number four, and one aspect of her life and how it opens up and impacts so many other aspects of her life, right? And so it's not like we say, all right, you know what, in this life, I want to struggle. I want to really worry about finances. In fact, I want to worry about my mortgage or my rent next month. That's what I'm going to sign up to. No, that's not what we choose to do. It's not what we want to do. But sometimes it's what comes through when we get to see more of a glimpse of our soul, of who we are, of our fight, our passion, our drive, right? And let me think about this quote. It's something towards the effect of, you don't know how tall you are until you're underwater, right? And that's when it all starts to surface for you, when that drive comes through and the options come through. Y'all, welcome to call in this evening, 760-888-5700. You can also catch up with me. Learn more about me, what's going on, at www.ihearterot.com, www.ihearterot.com. You know, and just taking a step back to that question before, when we have something like this shaking down our life, so in this case, it's finances and what's going to happen next, what's going to happen next month, right? Because that's just the reality. That's just a factor of life. Or maybe it's romantic relationship. And why is it so difficult? And why is it hard to find a partner that we're simpatico with versus someone that has their own issues or our issues surface, et cetera, right? And so it's not just our life that we're struggling through. It's also being open to others' lives that are struggling through and what's surfacing for them. And I know when we're going down our dark path, it's really tough to imagine and consider if the people on either side of us have a flashlight and know where they're going to. So maybe there's a little bit of a lesson or of an awareness that comes through when, even though our problem might not be the same as someone else's, it's still shaken up their life as well. So just keeping your mind open to that. Why do these things happen? Is it to test my strength? Is it to test my faith, my resolve, my new choice, my new awareness? No one said being enlightened was easy. No one said it was a piece of cake, right? Even though we all want to be enlightened, we all want to raise our vibration, right? We all want to wake up. It is difficult to see and know and be. Right? Part of what the number four is sharing with us, that fate card. It's what we can't control, not necessarily what we can control. And maybe that's part of the experience too. And this happened, oh man. Recently, I've been experiencing how to share and express my feelings. Right? And you think, oh, it's so easy to say how you feel. No. Right? It's difficult to identify all those feelings when they surface at the same time. And maybe they surface in frustration. Maybe it's sadness. Maybe it's delight. Maybe it's anger. Right? But how do we, like, it's like a rainbow. Right? When we get the surge of feelings, it's like the rainbow where you say, hey, it's rainbow, but you don't identify red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, right? You just see it all as one. You feel it all as one, but each color has a different impact, has a different vibration, has a different meaning for you. And so that's a lot to process. And we don't ever think about that. We don't allow ourselves the latitude, the freedom, the openness to think about the fact that maybe this feeling that we're experiencing, we'll say frustration, right, is tinged with sadness. Maybe there's a little bit of not feeling worthy in there. Maybe there's a little bit of feeling powerless. Maybe there's a little bit of feeling unheard. All of that comes through. And so if you honk your horn at someone that cuts you off, or you slam the door when you walk in or when you walk out, or you displace your feelings onto someone else, it's just taking that moment, because your soul is saying this isn't you. The moment you do that, you know it's not you. And that's its own frustration, right? But your soul, that's not who and what you are. That's not the light and the love that you are. But it's what this beautiful vessel that is our body tries to process, right? Tries to identify. And so it's allowing yourself the time and the space to forgive you first. I'm going to say that again. Forgive yourself first. Let yourself know what that feels like, what it looks like, so then you can forgive others. That's not usually how we look at things, right? We're taught, we're told, it's imposed upon us that we forgive others. And of course, part of the plan, right? But there's also the matter of forgiving yourself and your role and what shook down and what happened. How can you go on, right, if you're holding whatever against yourself, and then try to forgive others or move past with others? You've got to allow that same thing for yourself first. And then you can offer. You've got to fill your cup first. And then you can offer. And it doesn't necessarily mean, oh, great, I forgive myself and I'm going to forgive everyone. Not a problem. It's not like it's a wand that you can go through and use on everyone and everything. But just know that. Consider being open to the fact that when this rush of emotion comes to you, whether it's from romantic relationship coming together or not coming together, or maybe even the miscommunication that happens in a romantic relationship and bring things apart versus together. Looking at your role and forgiving yourself first. Allowing yourself the space to know and feel it's okay. Address it and then move on. That fight might be a little bit different. That determination might be a little bit different to be heard, right? Because maybe we're holding on to something. Gail, let's look at the number four again. We're talking about being the number of fate. And again, not necessarily what you can control, but also being open to maybe surrendering to what you cannot control. Number four is known for being strong, stable, and maybe more of that masculine side, right? All right, walk in, assess, this is what needs to be done. This is just how it needs to look. Let's get moving, right? And that's when stuff starts to surface, and maybe that rubs you the wrong way. Maybe it doesn't, and maybe it pulls something different from you. But that's the number four. Four can be withdrawn because they're very much doers and all about producing results. That doesn't necessarily mean there's not an affinity for you. It's just being aware that this is what drives the number four, getting things done. You'll find that fours are craftsmen, very skilled at what they've been doing, probably been doing it for years, most often working with their hands. Known for being great providers. And here's the thing again, with the number four, even though they're dependable and they produce results, they also like to maintain that level of producing, right? And so, again, you might find them to be really withdrawn, but getting things done. That doesn't mean they're not in a family and they don't love. They just express things differently. Their way of giving, their contribution, their expression of love is providing for you or allowing you the opportunity to choose. Fours are very good providers, very solid, very dependable, but also very much about maintaining the situation. They enjoy consistency. They enjoy create, maintain, and support structure. And I can feel you number fours out there nodding your head. Well, that's the way it works, right? And it is. You know what to expect when you're the one maintaining and creating it and holding that structure. Fours are very good at managing and at supervising. And again, pulling themselves away from the emotional aspect and that connected aspect, getting things done, very much a problem solver, analytical perspective is what the number four is and is known for. Number four can be a little more passive when it comes to confrontation. So here's the thing, right, y'all? You may see and notice, so I'm saying all these characteristics, right? And you're like, oh, yeah, I know, sounds like XYZ, whoever that is in your life. Maybe it's a friend, relationship, right? But when it comes to producing or talking about a situation, number four might step back a little bit because they don't want to rock the boat. It's not productive. It's not producing anything. Let's just get over it and get back to what we are doing, which may or may not work. Right? And so you may get frustrated with that. You're like, oh my gosh, you are so strict about this. You've got this in place and I've seen you stand for this. And now you're going to back away from standing from or standing up to something. And that might be the number four, because again, it's not productive. It's not producing and it's emotional. On the flip side, y'all, if that number four has something that really moves them, a conviction, so to speak, you may be floored when they make that stand and they put together a rally and you're picketing and you're making signs and they have this whole process going and you're going to hit this place, and this place, and you're going to get media coverage over here, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is a person that doesn't like confrontation. But again, four is producing. Something is happening, an output, so to speak, and it's creating results. That's what moves the number four out. Again, it can be frustrating because that four can be distant, but they are all about producing. Y'all, don't forget to call in if you are so moved, 760-888-5700. I do believe we have a caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air with Tina. Who is this?
This is Laura.
Laura, my love, well, thank you for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. My dear, what's on your mind?
I'm looking for another job, and I had a phone interview last Wednesday, and I just got called today that they mm-hmm. want me to come in for an all-day panel interview with a whole bunch of managers sometime next mm-hmm. week or the following week. And I was wondering if you see me getting that job or maybe something else is coming. Just wondered what you might see.
Let's look at that and see. Let's just look at that and see the overall aspect of the interview or of the panel. That is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, there's like six different people. I'm going to be the whole day, they said. Yeah.
Wow. So let me see. Now, when you're talking about this, my love, so we can put this to the side if that's not the case for you, but are you really digging this? Is this someplace you want to be? Or are you feeling like there might be something else that's better suited for you?
So I'm wondering, because when I had the phone interview with the hiring manager, I didn't get a good sense from her. I didn't know how to read her. I wasn't sure that we had connected. So I was actually surprised today when they told me they wanted me to come in for the interview. I thought the guy mm-hmm. was about to tell me that they were going to pass on me when he called me, the agent from the company. So mm-hmm. I was surprised. But there is, so I submitted for a one-year contract yesterday, mm-hmm. and that's in Philadelphia. And if I was thinking that might be better for me. This other job, though, is a permanent full-time job with benefits, which would be great. If it's with the right people, because it's always about the mm-hmm. people that you're working with, you know. So
it really
I just
is.
Wasn't. Sure. Yeah, it really is. It's the people.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, let me see what they want to say, because I ask that because I do get a little bit of uncertainty when I'm looking at your cards. On the one hand, yeah, it'd be great to get this job and you can move on with next steps, and on the other side, is this really the one you want? Are you going to keep looking or feeling like you should be looking, which is why I was asking. But let me see what this looks like for you as far as the interview goes, what that looks like. So I do get you hitting it off with some people and then not necessarily with others. And so almost what you're experiencing now, where that connection, and granted it was by phone, but that connection isn't immediately there, you may feel that with different, it's very much different personalities and their roles are coming across as very distinct, almost as much as their personalities. So I do get you experiencing that. You're going to do well. You just will. And it's going to be a weight off that you finally get past this, especially when you're done. You're going to be like, wow, I'm ready to be done. The only other thing that was coming up for you, my dear, is if what they're offering is really going to be enough to make you happy. And I know benefits and salary is good, but meaning, and I know it's not always about the money, but if you're going to be happy with the money or the salary that they offer you and the benefits, if that really is going to move you, being open to that? Because I think that's kind of a question mark right now.
Yes, actually, it is a question mark. So that's one thing. But there's also, I was just wondering did they mention anything about this contract? It's a 1-year contract in Philadelphia.
Okay, let me look at that. And then just to take a step back to your last question with this interview that's coming up, are you at all for this role traveling, or will you be required to travel?
I'm not sure. I think that would come up in the interview. I take it back. I think I did ask. I asked the agent, and I don't believe there is travel involved with this job. But with the contract, there might be travel.
And that's the one you're asking about right now. This is a separate gig in Philly, right?
Right.
Okay. Let me see what they want to say about that one. Okay. Tell you what, my love, that one seems to resonate with you more significantly than this other one. It feels like the finances look good. It's kind of like the best of both worlds. It feels like there's more opportunity. Family comes up. It feels energetically better suited for you. Did you say you had applied to it or you were considering applying?
No, the agent submitted me yesterday with my resume and everything for the role. So I'm waiting to hear if the client is interested in bringing me in for an interview for that contract.
Okay. Yeah, let me see if I can get any of that. If they want to bring you in. So it looks like what they're working through right now on their end, on the back end, they're trying to figure out their organization. I don't know if they're reorging or what's going on, but there is something that they need to work out internally as far as this position and the start time. It just feels like it really resonates with you. It might be a little bit longer before you hear back from them just because the organization themselves are trying to get it together in order to start hiring, the interviewing, and really considering bringing someone else in. Do you follow?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I do.
What's coming through right now is just being open to that and just letting that be the case. It's great that – and here's the thing with you. You can come across as well-suited for almost many different positions. And so it's the presentation of what you can do and what you want to do that's really important when you get in front of the people that make the decisions. But, yeah, it looks really good for you. You just might have to wait a little bit longer before you hear back or before the wheels start moving again.
Okay. I'm just wondering which one will come through first because I don't want to be caught out without having something to fall back on. So.
I know. That's really scary. I know the feeling. Let me see. I'm tending to already feel for you that you're going to hear about this panel job sooner, much sooner rather than later. Let me see if that will give me anything. So definitely by what. I know I'm going to say next year, and that's like in 3 weeks, you'll be in the place of making a decision. And I can't tell if that's between the two of them or choosing one and almost giving up the other one. But the cards are also saying you don't necessarily have to feel like you have to say yes to one and no to the other one. You can also just wait it out and see what comes together for you, even if you say yes to one first. Do you follow?
Yeah.
So
wow,
just have that
you.
Freedom. I know what you're saying too, because you don't want to, stick yourself out, but you also don't want to worry about committing and letting someone down if you change your mind. But there's freedom in that. That's just the scary part. So just be open to that. It's going to work out for you. Next year is going to be definitely a new adventure for you, and you're going to be really solid. So know that the decision that you make is going to be really solid for you, and you're going to be in a place where you can learn and where you're happy. Good stuff is around you. I just can't see which job that is for you, although right now that Philly job really seems to have some positive energy that's coming up for you. But, of course, that's the one that's going to take a little bit longer to surface.
Yeah, I can imagine. That sounds right, though. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
My love.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Thanks. You too, dear. Take care. Oh, and this is the way universe works, right? Seeing these beautiful cards, the Fool card, which is all about new beginnings. We're seeing this beautiful Hierophant card. We're seeing the Sun card. We're seeing the Emperor card. That's all about education, strength, dedication, right? But then we're seeing this beautiful Three of Swords and this Five of Cups, which is like making decisions, being uncertain, feeling uncertain. The universe doesn't say, hey, I'm going to make you feel so awkward and uncomfortable, and you're going to worry about the decisions that you're making, right? We just know and trust that the universe is going to put us in the right place, and the universe has a grand plan. But again, it's that freedom of remembering. Just because you choose now doesn't mean you choose forever. Just because you choose now, it doesn't mean you can't change your mind. And so taking care of yourself, protecting your finances is first and foremost. That's what makes the world go round, right? It's kind of a breath, a weight off. I can choose this. I can kick butt at this panel interview of six people for 8 hours. I can kick it. I can bring it. I'm going to flash dance that panel. Sing my heart out. Dance my heart out. Represent. No fear. And bring in your best self to this panel, right, Laura? No fear in bringing it to the table with the security and your absolute right and opportunity, should it present itself, to change your mind, even if 2 weeks in this other gig offers you the job and you want to say yes. It's okay. That's your choice. It's your opportunity. So maybe there's a little bit of that in being concerned about how you're going to do at the panel, because in that back of your mind, there's the concern that, well, is this really the job I want? And maybe if I don't do as well, then maybe I won't get the offer, then maybe I can't be disappointed. And we just love that rationale that comes through. And we devise this plan, some might call it self-sabotage, to not be your best self, to not rock it and own it, because you're not sure if it's what you want. But what if you go in and play like it is what you want? And maybe it's just what you want right now, today. And you take it, right? It's like, imagine, y'all, don't get me started on sports. Don't get me lying and talking about the wrong team and the wrong sport. But what if you're plan for your home team and you're in the World Series, you're going to bring it because that's the team you're on. That's what you're going for. And you know already that you're going to be traded next season. You're going to play your heart out anyways, because that's where you are today. That's what you want today. It's okay if it changes tomorrow, right? You can choose differently the next day. So maybe there's a little bit of that, not wanting to do super duper well because you're not really sure if that's really what you want to do. But there's nothing, no one, unless you're signing a contract, that says you can't rock it and own it and get that job offer, create that security for yourself. Go and rock it when you start working. Receive what it is in return for what you're doing. And then if something else comes up and it's really what moves you and it's really the opportunity you want, there's nothing. There's no one that says you can't do it. So don't be afraid of that. Don't let that what if be the thing that creates all this uncertainty in your life. It's part of the fate card, part of the fate number. Right? That number four that surfaces, that creates all of this chaos in our life. Y'all can call in with your questions, 760-888-5700. If you want to catch up with me personally, privately, and have your own session, not everything needs to be discussed in public, right? Let's get under what you've really got going on. You can reach me at 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT, T-A-R-O-T. So we talked a little bit about how to raise your vibration. Okay, so I, talking about rocking your world, I have an easy 30-second, maybe 60-seconds exercise that you can do to raise your vibration. That's right, 60-second, maybe 30, but you know what? Give yourself 60. How to raise your vibration. That's always what we're looking for, right? It's always what we're in, especially in this chaos, this melee. It's, you know, this is the time, we like to think this is a time for connection, for relationship, for repairing relationships, for letting go of relationships, any and all of the above, right? And of course, this is a time when traffic is bad, we've got random weather that's happening, our finances aren't where we want them to be, maybe we don't have someone to stand under the mistletoe with it, whatever, right? Whatever we like this holiday season to be, all the chaos seems to surface about this time of year. So it's tough to raise your vibration. It's tough to keep it at a higher level than this melee that is life in this time of year, right? So how can you raise your vibration? I'm going to rock your world 60 seconds, right? Celebrate yourself. So wait, what? Yeah, celebrate yourself. What does that look like? I don't know if you want to write it down. Maybe you want to talk to text it into your phone. Maybe you want to put it on the dry erase board where you keep your grocery list. Write down one positive thing about yourself daily. That's it. 60 seconds. That's how you can raise your vibration. You could do that in the morning. I have freaking awesome hair. Write it down. Own it. Rock that lion's mane, right? Maybe you're uber duber patient. Write it down. You rock. There is absolutely no reason why you can't compliment yourself. And in fact, your soul doesn't know when you crack a self-deprecating joke, your soul doesn't know you're joking, in quotes. Tell yourself how freaking fabulous you are in one sentence, one time a day. That's all you have to do. You can do it in the morning. You can do it in the evening. Whatever, whenever works for you. Celebrate yourself. Fill your cup first. Forgive yourself first so you can celebrate others. You can fill others' cups. You can forgive others. This is all so easy, but so difficult. So just right now, we don't even have to go home with homework. Right now, write down or even say to yourself, one positive thing. Just one. Mine, to be super open with y'all, is that I am here sharing space and time with you. I was feeling super tired, super cranky, and I said, I've got to own this commitment. It's who and what I want to be. And even if it's, I'm cranky after this, just for today, just for now, I handled it and I showed up. Right? That's my star. That's my gold star for today. Right? And what's yours? You don't even have to write it down. Last caller, Laura, my love. Yours. Maybe you're giving yourself the option to say yes now and say yes later. Whoa, mind blown. say yes now and say yes later. That's how you rocked it today. Caller before that, my love, coming to the call, being open and vulnerable and brave and owning it. There's so much more to be said for a situation when we verbalize it. Now it's real. Owning it. That's what you can do to raise your vibration. 60 seconds. Maybe you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm awake on time. And that's how you rocked it today. Maybe you did let someone cut in front of you. Maybe you decided not to, and that's okay too. Maybe you had to maintain your space and hold what you're doing and where you're going. Maybe that's how you owned it. Say yes now, say yes later. Ooh, live with that. Oh my gosh, how liberating. Ah, right? So much that we don't have to hold. So much that isn't yours and doesn't serve. So that's how you get 30 seconds, maybe 60. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate you first. Then you can celebrate others. Then others celebrate you. Right? And give yourself real time to get over something. That's like one of my biggest things, y'all. Oh, get over yourself. No. Give yourself a few minutes to get over the situation. Maybe it's 10, maybe it's 15. Maybe you power walk, maybe you get a latte, whatever works for you, right? You don't even have to make it a just give me a minute and you walk away and make a big production of it, right? That doesn't necessarily, you don't have to justify yourself to everybody or everyone for everything. But give yourself genuine, real time to get over something. If you have a conflict with someone at the office or a significant other or maybe, you know, a stranger or your banker or whatever, give yourself real time to get over it. Don't put it to the side like it's no big and you have to be adult and you're being petty. No, right? Because we don't know, 110%, we truly don't know what it is, what color of that rainbow is really surfacing in that situation, right? If we look at our feeling or the emotion that comes up with something, it's like the rainbow, so many different versions and variations of what could really be going on. So give yourself real and genuine time to get over whatever that is. Give yourself the time. What, are you going to spend it apologizing? Are you going to spend it worrying about it? Are you going to spend it defending it? How about you spend it and give yourself the space to get over it? Don't forget to forgive yourself while you're in the midst of it, right? And you got to trust that universe's plan is like the weather. Give it 5 minutes, right? How many times do we complain about the weather? The weatherman or the weather persons, the PC version, right? And we're like, oh my gosh, how can I plan if it's always changing? Is that not life? Is that not universe? Right? We think we've got a plan. We know what we're going to wear. We know what we're going to bring. We know where we're going to go. And the universe is like, oh no. I have just changed that forecast for you. And it changes everything. And you know what? Maybe you're not wearing the right thing. And that's okay. Maybe you were supposed to not wear the right thing or not be in that space at that time so you could be where you're supposed to be. There's a lot of freedom in that. Ah, shoot, I took the wrong street. And just trust that was the way you were supposed to go and just let it go. Don't beat yourself up. Don't worry about being right. Don't worry about navigation. Don't worry about whatever you decide you want to worry about that day. Just be where you're supposed to be. And keep in mind, universe's plan changes like the weather. You got to trust in that. Trust that you're doing the right thing. Say yes to saying yes more than once. celebrate yourself each and every single day. That's it. My loves, our time together is complete. Thank you so much for the space, for the vulnerability and the openness. Thank you for listening, for sharing and holding the space and time every Wednesday. I will be here next Wednesday as well. Call in 760-888-5700. My loves, if you were not able to connect with me, you can reach me directly at 234-97-TAROT or find me online at www.ihertarot.com. Until we speak again, take care. I love you so much.